Hello, everybody. This is something that I find very interesting. In this module, I'm going to touch on one of the most common questions I've been asked by MCs or budding MCs. What they want to know is, am I ready? Or am I ready to take it to the next level? Well, one of the most important things for any MC or performer, of course, is getting your act together. That's a given. No one's going to hire anyone who isn't ready to go. But a lot of people ask, how do I know if I'm ready? Well, of course, you've got to know your market. You've got to look around and see the competition out there, what they're like, what their standards are, and how you measure up against them. However, having said that, I don't want you to be thinking, I'm a perfectionist, therefore I have to have everything just perfect. All my ducks in a row. Otherwise, I'm not ready to move forward. So let me make a really important distinction for you here. Guys, you don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be great. You just have to be good. Of course, you can't sell rubbish, but you can sell good. You can't sell rubbish, but you can sell good. People buy good products all the time. So ask yourself, are you good? Now, lots of MCs on the corporate market are good. They're not brilliant. They're not great. In fact, their games, performances, and lines haven't changed for years. But they're good, solid MCs who can deliver good to their clients. And guess what? All these MCs also have something in common. The reason why they're good is because they're reliable, they're competent, and they're professional. And in fact, those are three things that'll take you a long way in this business if what you do is good. In fact, those three things will take you a lot further than a brilliant or great MC who's missing one of these three things. So, have a good standard, be reliable, competent, and professional. You don't have to be brilliant, you don't even have to be great, and you certainly don't have to be perfect. So stop waiting to be the best MC in your part of the world. Now, may I suggest your new motto in life is ready, fire, aim. Not ready, aim, fire. Now, it was Tom Peters and Bob Waterman who first came up with the ready, fire, aim marketing strategy in their book, In Search of Excellence. And I love this philosophy because it's action-oriented. It helps you streamline your games, your ideas, and your performances quickly and cut out procrastination. It makes you focus on what's good for the audience rather than focusing on achieving perfection in yourself and turning it into excuses on why you shouldn't act yet. So let me give you your hot tip. You can tell if you're practicing ready, fire, aim because you'll be getting results rather than making excuses. Remember, in life, you only have two choices. It's always excuses or results. So let's be clear. It is not ready, aim, fire. It's ready, fire, and then aim. Shoot first, get feedback, and then adjust your work accordingly. The target's never going to be in perfect vision. So you get yourself ready, you shoot, and then you tweak your performance, your games, and your lines to better suit your audience. Now, if 60 to 70% of your performance is good, then that means you can take a risk with 30 to 40%. Go for it. Take yourself to the next level. As MCs, we are in a highly innovative market, and we do need to be brave enough to try new things all the time. You probably don't get anything right the first time anyway, but you will give yourself an opportunity to analyze and reposition yourself to do it better the next time. So, ready, fire, and then aim. Many people get too bogged down by overanalyzing, overthinking every little detail. Guys, you can never have all the information needed to make totally risk-free decisions, especially as an MC. I've said this many times. We run live events. No two events will ever be the same, and to me, that's the thrilling part. We need to be out there, on stage, performing. We don't need to be brilliant. We don't need to be great. We only need to be good. We need to be reliable, competent, and professional. Then, as we get more events under our belts, we'll get more experience and our expertise and knowledge will grow exponentially. Now, guys, have you heard of a little company called Apple? If Apple didn't have the ready, fire, aim philosophy, many good ideas would never have gotten off the ground. Same for Microsoft. They put out products first and get feedback from their customers on what's not working, and then they put out software updates, simply because the product or service is never going to be perfect. And there are many companies that operate with the same philosophy. So all you need to do is do what you say you'll do, deliver more than you say you'll deliver, walk your talk always, build your reputation. Reputation is everything in this business. So if you say you're going to do something for a client or an event company, make sure you do it, because word spreads like wildfire in this business, and word of mouth is also the best referral. So I feel it's important to go with what you have right now. Act upon it if it's good. And just remember, you don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be great. There is no room for perfection in the life of an MCpreneur. Go with what you've got. If you're not 100% up to scratch, go with 60 or 70%. Because progress means sticking your neck out, trying something new, and then getting feedback. You can't do that if you bury your head in the sand like an ostrich, waiting for perfection. Truthfully, most of the time, the way you see things going perfectly is never going to materialize anyway. Have you heard of the saying, man proposes, but God disposes? That means we can have our plans, but it's going to turn out the way the universe wants. Because we can't see the bigger picture, we don't know what we need to learn. And life is a great teacher. Often amazing learning curves come up for us all the time on events just because we stick our necks out. And this is how we can grow and improve ourselves really quickly and rapidly. So go with what you have right now. Define your current goal and take action on it. Have your eye on the next market, where you're heading, where do you want to be a year from now, what new skills do you want to develop, what new games do you want to implement, how many new jokes can you have, is there something that seems out of reach for you now? Write it down, keep it in the forefront of your mind, and let the universe work on it as you're moving forward and upward. Guys, you can write any story you want for yourself. So think big and dream even bigger, because we are only the sum total of the stories we tell ourselves. So the key points for this module are: key point number one, a lot of MCs wonder if they're ready to move forward. Key point number two, don't be a perfectionist. Key point number three, you don't have to be brilliant or even great. You only need to be good. Key point number four, be reliable, be competent, and be professional. Key point number five, ready, fire, and then aim. Make this your new philosophy. Key point number six, in life it is excuses or results. And key point number seven, learn from the big boys like Apple and Microsoft. So your action steps for this module. Action step number one, check out the standard of your competition if you haven't already done so. Action step number two, get 60 to 70% of your performance good. That way, you can experiment on 30 to 40%. Action step number three, ready, fire, and then aim with your new material. Action step number four, give yourself concrete feedback on ways to improve your new material. Action step number five, define your current goals and take action on it by writing it down. And action step number six, think big and dream even bigger, and tell yourself good stories about yourself and where you're going. Guys, that's why you're doing this course. Your whole motivation for studying, learning, and implementing what you're being taught is for the sole purpose for you to build your business, make more money, so you can live your dreams. And that's exactly what's going to happen for you if you follow through on this ready, fire, aim module.